You got an open house?
Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Racine Business Center.
Which is the Von Schrader Building.
Von Schrader Building.
Von Schrader.
Right.
Sounds like some kind of, you know, like...
Yeah.
Like, you know, with the Baron, Von Schrader. And good luck with that this weekend. And you guys will be in next month, and we'll do blah, blah, blah.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah, thank you, guys. All right, 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's check news at CBS.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Ukrainian capital. Russian airstrikes hit residential areas overnight in an hours-long barrage, killing at least 8 people and prompting President Zelensky to cut short an official visit to South Africa to return home. It's Russia's deadliest assault on Kyiv since last July. The BBC's John Donison is in one of the neighborhoods that was hit.
Emergency services on the scene going through the rubble. They think there are people possibly still buried, trapped underneath. And a lot of people here, obviously, incredibly upset. I just spoke to one middle-aged woman who had actually fled her home in the very east of Ukraine, which is now occupied by Russia. She'd come to Kyiv. Her house has now been badly damaged. She said she woke up at 1:30 in the morning, managed to make it into the corridor, but was absolutely terrified.
President Trump has appeared to back off high tariffs on goods imported from China in recent days, and he's claimed the two sides have begun negotiations. But CBS's Ed O'Keefe says China denies that.
While President Trump says there's been direct contact daily between the U.S. and China on trade, this morning, China's Ministry of Commerce pushed back, saying any claims about the progress of China-U.S. trade negotiations are groundless.
Thousands of people have been making their way to and then through St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican to view the body of Pope Francis, among them Lana Klein. She's an American attending college in Rome.
Walking in there, it was so silent, but you could feel how much people really cared about him and how much love there was for this man.
The basilica will stay open until midnight. Viewing ends tomorrow night at 7. The funeral scheduled for Saturday morning, Rome time. The 5,000 people who fled a wildfire in southern New Jersey yesterday have been allowed to return home now, among them a weary and wary Amy Zettel from Lacey Township.
It's a nerve-wracking feeling. It's unsettling just because we could go back home. I didn't even put any of my stuff back in the house. It's like in the garage in bags just in case.
The fire is about 50% contained now, but it is expected to grow until rain falls in the next few days, and the fire is starting to affect air quality in New York City. There's controversy over the updating of a new makeup studio at the Pentagon. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs.
The renovation, as initially planned, would have cost more than $40,000, but the concept was scaled back and recycled materials were used to cut costs.
After CBS News reported Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the modifications to a room next to the Pentagon press briefing room, he said on social media, totally fake story, no orders and no makeup. Stock futures less than 90 minutes before the opening bell, the Dow down about 0.5%. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation after a Racine police officer shot a suspect during an armed home invasion Tuesday night. The suspect was taken into custody with a minor injury. Charges are still pending. Fox 6 reports the suspect briefly held a family hostage. A 16-year-old Kenosha student who hid a loaded gun in a sensitive area at Indian Trail High School has been sentenced to 1 year in juvenile detention. The student admitted to bringing the gun to school and making threats on Snapchat. The NFL draft starts today. If you're going, there's information about parking, traffic, and shuttle services through the NFL OnePass app. After a 5-year pause, student loan repayments are resuming. Check out the Racine County Eye today for details about the timeline and its impact. And Kenosha's Plan Commission will review a new $120 million U-Line warehouse project tonight. If approved, it would add another 1.2 million square foot facility to its local operations. The company employs over 3,800 people in Kenosha County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the network's broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager, and I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home, getting ready for the Pacers for Game 3 tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddie Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96. And one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, some showers after midnight. Our low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain and thunderstorms. And the rain could be heavy with a quarter to a half inch or more. 56 the high on Saturday. Sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I had to get divorced. My ex-wife, she used to talk to me like I'm an idiot. Everything I say, she'd correct me, you know, and I couldn't take it no more. I'm like, Lisa, quit correcting me. She's like, my name's Sheila. Yeah. It was stuff like that every day. And she argued with anybody, you know, people like that. They argue all the time with people. We went to a psychic one time, and he was telling her stuff she didn't want to hear. She gets in an argument with a guy. Who argues with a psychic, first of all? They don't even... He goes, your wife's a lunatic. I'm like... This guy's good. Wow. I know, and I didn't tell him nothing. I read that book, The Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Phoenix. You ever read that? I like being divorced. I get to do different things now, like talk and stuff.
Down in the boondocks, evil
Billy Joe Royal down to the Boondocks. 810 local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Partly sunny today, highs near 57. Cloudy, chance of showers tonight. Low is 44. Showers, highs near 55 tomorrow. A nice weekend. Sunny Saturday and Sunday. 49 the high Saturday. 56 on Sunday. 52 degrees and cloudy right now here at Radio Park. Sun is peeking through a little bit. A lot of clouds in the sky, though. How about some moron news? We haven't done that in a while, huh? 40-year-old man in Colorado found guilty of multiple charges, which started all when he went through a Burger King drive-thru. And he was rejected when instead of cash, he tried to pay with meth. What are these people thinking? Obviously, they're not thinking. Needless to say, Burger King said, no. DC 5, because...
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Stop. everything turn. There is a season turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Turn the birds. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:17. It's a Thursday morning. I want to thank Jim and Carol for coming in this morning. I always love when they come in talking about the history of Racine. Listeners love that, hearing about the good old days. And they do a lot of research, a lot of work on it. So I want to thank them for coming in. All right, people on social media talking about the things they no longer have any patience for. Here are some of their best responses. Don Rosen. I just put that in there. Family drama. People who text and drive. People who constantly blame others for the situation they're in. Anything that has influencer in it. People being on their phone while at a conversation with you. Slow Wi-Fi. People who go out of their way to pick fights with people or be jerks, especially online. People who attempt to force their beliefs and opinions on you. And radio stations that say they'll play your favorite songs and never do. Maybe that last one's just me. It's 8:17 at WRJN. Time for Pete and the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Want to feel old? Eminem is a grandfather. The rapper's daughter, Haley Jade Scott, announced on Instagram that she gave birth to a son named Elliot. And to honor her famous father, the baby now shares a middle name with his grandfather. No, it's not Elliot Eminem. It's Elliot Marshall. Eminem's real name is Marshall Mathers. That might put a little pressure on the boy to come up with some sick beats. The Yellowstone series is about to give birth to a new spinoff, with the show's popular 1923 prequel starring Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren now concluded after its season 2 finale last week. The franchise is launching a new prequel. Plot lines for 1944 are being kept under wraps for the moment, but some sources say the show will explore how World War II affects the Duttons. Star of 1923 Brandon Sklenar takes over Dutton Ranch at the end of 1923 and says he is open to appearing in 1944. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 13th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. Day 24, local news, timeless hits. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's 824 at WRJN. From our Need to Know file, studies have found that the middle stall in a public bathroom is usually the dirtiest. The first stall is the cleanest. Someday you'll thank me for that information, too. Time to grab the old ladies, pack up the babies. Neil Diamond, Brother Loves Traveling Salvation Show.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft.
what it's there for. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Reach it out to the man up there, 'cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours. Walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in, everybody. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJM. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Thursday morning. Well, this is news you really need to know. 2.2 million sledgehammers are being recalled because the tops have broken off and sledgehammered people's heads. Imagine the first guy who found out that they weren't fastened right. He came up with a bump on his head and said, I think we got a problem here. I want my money back.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
It's 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check local news now. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Whitewater student who threatened to use chlorine gas against police attempting to take his guns has pleaded guilty to possessing items for making chemical weapons. A statement from federal prosecutors says James Morgan posted violent anti-government rhetoric online and built homemade weapons, including pipe bombs and acid spraying devices. He's already serving a 2-year sentence for explosives, but now Morgan now faces life in prison when sentenced on the new guilty plea August 1st. The FBI found his stash of weapons during a 2023 raid after years of monitoring his social media activity. Prosecutors say his posting history included racist threats and talk about building militias. The Kenosha Racine Area Investigative Team was activated Tuesday after that shooting involving a Racine officer. Police responded to an armed home invasion where gunfire was exchanged. The investigative team, known as CRATE, is a joint team of investigators from Kenosha and Racine counties. They gathered the evidence into the officer-involved shooting, with the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office taking the lead. The Racine Police Department is handling the criminal case regarding the armed invasion. The suspect was taken into custody with minor injuries. Kenosha's Plan Commission will hear about another new U-Line project tonight. The company's latest warehouse project would add over 1.2 million square feet to the company's growing local footprint. U-Line employs over 3,800 people at their Kenosha County operations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, some showers after midnight. Our low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain and thunderstorms. And the rain could be heavy with a quarter to a half inch or more. 56 the high. On Saturday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The technology's changed so much just in my lifetime. When I was in school, I was still typing my term papers, trying to get to the minimum number of pages the night before it's due. Taking longer and longer quotations from my sources. This was helpful. It's not exactly on point, but I think the Gettysburg Address would fit nicely here. Now these kids today, they can just cut and paste if they want to plagiarize. I had to literally cut the page out of my library book and paste it on the blank typing paper. Finally just hand the book to the professor. What he said. I've never heard it expressed so beautifully as right here. Enjoy! But maybe the technology will save us all. They say soon we won't have traffic anymore. We're going to that beautiful automated driverless car. That sounds relaxing. Sit back in the passenger seat with a good book and let whoever's hacked your system drive you right in the ditch. Oh, it's so cool down here. Even if you're not hacked, you gotta trust that computer. That'll be fun, careening down the freeway at 110 in the wrong direction. On the phone with tech support. So you're saying I should just turn it off and turn it back on again? Okay.
What, Badfinger? Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny today, highs near 57. Cloudy, looks like a chance of showers for tonight. Lows 44, showers likely tomorrow. Highs near 55 and a beautiful weekend. Sunshine both days, Saturday and Sunday. 49 the high on Saturday, 56 on Sunday. Right now, cloudy, 52 degrees here at Radio Park. Health officials in Australia reminding people, if you are bitten by a venomous snake, do not bring the venomous snake with you to the ER. You know, it's hard to believe that people have to be told that. Here's a little bugger that bit me right here. Here's Armin Servants now.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Go!
is Go All the Way. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's 844. How about some news in Technicolor? You remember colored toilet paper? Yeah, popped up on a list of things people miss from their childhood. Yeah, it used to be blue and pink. I remember that. Yeah. How about a color theorist? He says that people who have red cell phones are attention seekers. Mine's not red, so I don't have anything to worry about. Any interest in buying a silver-colored Italian necklace with crystals for your dog? You can get one. $950. That's not bad, huh? Day 44, local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Right now I've got a cloudy sky and 52 degrees right here at Radio Park. Monday. Here's the Mamas and the Papas.
Monday. So good to me. Monday morning. It was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning. Monday morning. Couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day of the week is fine. Monday, can't trust that day.
Timeless hits with the Mamas and the Papas. What a catalog of hits they have, huh? Monday, it's 8:47 at WRJN. All right, feeling old? Have no energy to do anything? Shame on you. Listen to this story. A guy in New Jersey, his name is Vincent Dransfield. He's in the news because he turned 109 years old and feels great. At 109, he still drives, volunteers at his local fire department where he used to be the chief, looks a lot younger than his age. He says the secret is to stay positive, do the things you love, drink lots of milk, and he said, still have a beer every now and then. It's always alcohol involved in these longevity stories.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Hey, Racine, get in on the action and join the 262 Boutique Food Drive at 2210 Rapids Drive across from Horlick High School. Now through April 27th, bring non-perishable, unexpired food items to support the Racine County Food Bank and help feed families in need. Plus, receive discounts at Midwest Market, their way of saying thank you. Market hours and drop-off times Friday 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Donations are dropped off at 262 Boutique. Let's fight hunger and spread love one can at a time.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Step back in time and experience Racine like never before. Through the Eyes of Wilford Glenn Marshall by Jared Karwowski is a stunning hardcover coffee table book that captures Marshall's incredible life while showcasing Racine's rich history. With 210 pages of rare, never-before-seen photographs, this visual masterpiece is a must-have. Discover Racine's timeless legacy through the eyes of Wilford Glenn Marshall. Get your copy today online or at the Artist Gallery downtown on 4th and Main.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Comes and
Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water, 855, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today. Nice day. Highs near 57. It's gorgeous out there now. It's sunny, 52 degrees here at Radio Park. This poor girl, she's a 19-year-old woman who lives in Scotland, claims she can't get her job because of her name. Her real name is Taylor Swift. She said, it's terrible. Nobody will hire me. You'd think they'd hire her with that name, wouldn't you? What's the problem? You think they would? All right, got the Monkees now at WRJN.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. But I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Neil Diamond wrote it. The Monkees singing it. I'm a believer. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, here's a headline in need of a story. The headline is Milan, Italy might ban ice cream and pizza after midnight. What's the story to that? We didn't have a story, just a headline. What are people getting hopped up on ice cream and pizza? They can't handle them anymore. They're running loose in the street. Anyway, we'll find out what the real news is coming up in just a moment here. Hey, don't forget, right after 9 o'clock, we've got Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum. We got baseball coming up this afternoon, and that's at 2:10. The Brewers, they're on the West Coast in the city by the bay to take on the San Francisco Giants again. I will see you tomorrow morning. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early right here at WRJN. But right now, it's exactly 9 o'clock. Here's the news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We begin this morning with a rare criticism of Russian President Vladimir Putin by President Trump, who just wrote on social media, "I am not happy with the Russian strikes on Kyiv. Not necessary and very bad timing. Vladimir, stop. 5,000 soldiers a week are dying. Let's get the peace deal done." Meanwhile, search crews are looking through the rubble of residential buildings in Kyiv after those strikes killed at least 8 people and injured dozens. From the foreign desk, CBS's Holly Williams reports the U.S. is considering incentivizing Putin to agree to end the invasion.
The Trump administration's peace plan reportedly includes relief from sanctions for Russia. Now, some fear that rewarding Vladimir Putin with economic help and territory could encourage him to invade Ukraine again in the future or even target other countries.
Who's telling the truth here? China is disputing President Trump's assertion that the two sides have been negotiating about tariffs, and new polling indicates Americans don't like the tariffs Trump has been imposing. We begin with CBS's Ed O'Keefe.